is the sound of the horn. I hate the play-in tournament.
Nuts,
so
man.
So much.
I was ready
I
for
it so much.
I really wanted to give a gloat cast tonight, and now I feel like it's time for a pout cast. Man.
Well, the seven seed is the seven seed.
They're better
okay?
than the, by numbers, they're better than the eighth seed.
And
by
now
numbers.
The eighth seed has to play two genuine losers to cement the eighth seed. In a one-game, home game, anything can happen. Nutty show.
Well,
now,
we're going to play the winner of two losers, so we'll play the lesser of the losers, but yes.
But the thing I hate about the play-in is last year that winner was the Memphis Grizzlies, and they used the momentum of that win to steal the eighth seed and then I think steal even game one of round one, and then they had a gentleman's sweep. They lost in five is what I believe happened, which is why I just hate the play-in.
I don't remember because this is not Grizzcast.
No, it is not. But I just hate the damn play-in, and I've been very vocal
nuts,
about that. I
man.
Also hate myself.
We
I also
said,
hate myself.
Now, we said last season on this very show, we loved the play-in because we weren't in it.
I have no recollection of ever saying that, Your Honor, for the record. I'd like to strike Mr. Dittman's. I'd like to strike Mr. Zubank's.
Oh, I'd like to say, by the way, you're listening to Chris Kowild, who will return
I'll
in the first
back.
Round of the playoffs.
Mr. Sunday.
And me,
just like I said.
Hank Zubank, Hank Burbank, Hank Henry Dittman. And please excuse my pipes. I picked up a nasty cold, and now my voice is just poop box. It's bad.
It's poop box?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Language, mister. I'll tell you something. Before you just went on your absolute rated R.
I am sorry.
Just
nuts and
right
butts
before
and coconuts.
You let the epithets slide. Fly, rather. You
poop
slide
box.
Up. Stop it. Don't you double down on poop box. Now I'm saying it. I was saying I hate myself because I literally said on the last episode, A, I want to play the Phoenix Suns. B, Kawhi Leonard will return on Easter Sunday. And the only way for that to happen is for us to be the eighth seed and not win in a crazy game that we should have won. It was a great game, by the way. That was a
great
basketball game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's the deal. In the past, in postseason clipcasts in the past, a couple of years ago, you and I did not clipcast after L's. Remember that?
I do remember that. It was a fun bit. We would not clipcast after L's. And we discussed that fact after our last podcast. Yes.
Well, I don't remember what the bit was last postseason, but I have a new proposed bit tonight after playoff L's, which, by the way, this will be the only one we experience.
Yeah, because we will win.
We're
going to
go 17. We're going to go 17 for the rest starting at home Friday night.
Yeah.
And then Kawhi returns Easter Sunday. You heard it here first.
Well, certainly
week.
I would prefer to do a truncated, shorter pot. Like, I don't want to sit here for 48 minutes and talk about losing this game. I'll tell you that
much. Oh, my God. Last episode, you wouldn't shut up. We went an hour and 20-plus minutes.
It was so long. It was so long.
That's what she said. So, my...
Poop box.
My... No, stop that.
Toot, toot.
Stop that. It's a family show, okay?
Poop,
it's
poop.
A family show. This is not...
I'm pooping my
poop
horn.
Box.
I'm pooping my box.
No, don't put poop in your horn. And blow the horn all over the box. Is that why it's a poop box? So my proposition to you is this. During L's, which, by the way, this will be the only one. We don't talk about Hank's player of the game. We talk about Hank's opponent of the game.
I don't want to do that.
Hank's opponent.
No, you're
going
to sully my big and sully my segment. Worked hard on Hank's player of the game. Well, you're going to sully it.
I don't Hank's care. In a loss, I don't want to know who Hank's player of the game was on the Clippers. We lost. We didn't have enough. I want to know who you think was the opponent of the game to cement the W for the bad, filthy guys. Well, you opened this Pandora's box. Now, that's an acceptable box when you've been just blubbering about poop boxes left and right.
All right. Well, all right. I'll tell you who it is.
Okay.
And it's going to surprise you.
I doubt that.
It is actually Anthony Edwards.
Oh, really? That does surprise me.
It does surprise you. You thought I was going to say Pat Bev.
I knew you were going to say Pat Bev.
But the truth is, coming into the game, the last thing I thought as I was pressing play on the game, because I was in a slight delay putting my kids to bed, was everybody's talking about Karl Anthony Towns, but I'm equally worried about Anthony Edwards. Imagining it was Anthony Edwards from the television show ER. Anthony Edwards.
It is not Goose from Top Gun.
My first thought was, having looked at the numbers, Anthony Edwards is equally scary to me.
Do you think and either this Anthony young Edwards kid,
he was number
wants
two
to
in
be
the
called Tony?
No.
Neither no. Anthony Edwards, the basketball player,
neither
Hank's
one
opponent of the game, nor Goose from Top Gun, or a nerd from Revenge of the Nerds.
I think Goose from Top Gun retired from acting. I think he might have retired.
No. Is he not well?
But I don't know. He had a good run on ER. That's not my point. Anthony Edwards was runner-up for Rookie of the Year. He was due a coming-out party. The Clippers...
He's Hank's opponent of the game.
The Clippers basically had the plan of taking Karl Anthony Towns out of the game. They took him all the way out of the game.
Oh, sure.
And basically, he went out, and then the Timberwolves went on a run on the shoulders of Anthony Edwards and the much disrespected and undervalued on three different teams, D'Angelo Russell. But Anthony Edwards kind of looked like a stud. He only went 5 of 11 from three, but that 5 of 11 came pretty early. He was basically 50% from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line.
21.
But his shots came at key moments. D'Angelo Russell put the team on his shoulders there at the end.
Well, those are the two starters that were in the plus and the plus minus for Hank's opponent of the game.
Yeah, but it was Anthony Edwards. I think that's a star on the rise. And I've never hated 2 minutes of our podcast more than the 2 minutes where I had to choose my favorite opponent.
Well, I know that sucks for you. It's Hank's opponent.
If I'd said Pat Beverly, it might have hurt less. If I'd said Pat Beverly, it might have hurt less.
Sucks to be you.
But
right
it
now.
Still hurts.
Yeah.
It still hurts.
Because I'm not Hank, so I don't have to do it. It's Hank's opponent of the game, so I don't even have to do it. That's such
a bummer. It's not like you have. It's not like you have to choose. Oh, you know what? Oh, now I've got one.
What?
Now I've got one.
Oh no. What?
I insist.
Are we going bit for bit?
Yeah.
Is this what's happening?
Yeah.
In your poop box show?
Yeah.
In your poop box play-in tournament?
I insist that you choose an opponent player to name yourself after for the rest of the podcast.
What?
I
have to choose
You've been Chris Kawhild. You've been
Chris Kawhild.
And for the rest of the podcast, I want you to be Chris Pat Towns or something. I want you to figure it out.
No. Okay. Honestly... That's a gimme bit, okay? Because my favorite player easily on the Timberwolves played 9 seconds, okay? He has a quadruple nil. He doesn't even have a triple single.
Kogi?
The only thing he did was get a personal foul. And that's why I'm naming myself a Kogi Wild, okay? Welcome to the Kogi Wild show, where Hank's opponent of the game is Tony Edwards. Please, everybody call me Tony, and maybe they will when they beat Memphis. Now, here's the thing. We could actually see these guys again. Now, obviously, that's a near mathematical impossibility.
It'd be tough.
For seven to play eight in the Western Conference Finals.
They're not
especially
impossible.
Long-running Clipcastineers out there, long-running Clipcast listeners know that I always say the conference finals every year is one versus two. So for it to be 7-8 is just absolutely – that would blow everyone's minds. I mean, I think it was Tony Edwards tonight who said this was the first televised game of the season for the Minnesota
Timberwolves.
That's
crazy. It's only like their second playoff appearance in 20 years or something nuts like that.
Right. Yeah. Didn't I just hear the last time
years.
They were in the playoffs was with Sam Cassell or something crazy?
Oh, Lord. Clipper great Sam Cassell. You know what I mean?
Hey, if you're just tuning in, welcome to a Kogi Wild and Zubank Hank talking about
our favorite player.
Our beloved Clippers.
Tony Edwards and versus the Clippers. You know, the truth tonight is that we, for the most part, for most of the game, except for going cold in the second quarter, for most of the game, had quite literally a 7-point lead. 7 was the magic number.
Yeah.
And it kept coming back on great shooting. Norm Powell had a great stretch. Terrence Mann had a great little stretch there. We had 2 blocks followed by a dunk. But we were very cold at the end of the second quarter.
That non-called kickball.
But for a team For a team like the Timberwolves that typically shoot crazy great from three, we shot 5% better from the three than they did.
I think we're a better three-point shooting team, but I don't know that much about the Timberwolves.
But the truth is, once Karl Anthony, and we were playing a great defensive scheme on Karl Anthony Towns. We're not the first team to do it. We were putting a smaller player on him. So we had Robert Covington was on him and Batum was on him. But the truth is, once Towns went out, Edwards and Russell went nuts. And it was something like a 13-5 run, and we just never recovered. And then we fell into that pattern we don't like. We fell into Reggie taking the ball down and going in ISO long enough for the team to get their defense set and then throwing it to somebody on the wing who does not have an open three. Our ball movement stagnated. But I have to say, the early part of this game, the first three quarters of this game were so exciting. The first quarter was lights out defense from both teams. So many steals, so many turnovers, blocks, all of it. But in the end, that core of Russell and Edwards for the Wolves got hot at the right time, and we got ice cold.
First quarter we held Minnesota to 20. I think the real problem was Paul George was fantastic. Bit of a sluggish start, but really turned it around.
Yeah, sluggish start for sure. He had a great third quarter.
34 points led all scorers.
We had 17 points in the third quarter. You know, it's possible Luke Kennard could have helped us a lot tonight.
Absolutely. Here's my problem, Hank.
Yeah.
Paul George was great. We had no guy that we needed a second stud. And I thought Norman Powell was going to be it. It really looked like it was going to be Powell. And it was Powell early. But we could have used Chris Wilde's six-pack tonight. I know it's less guys. It's playoffs. The pace slows down. More ISO. We only had four guys in double digits. I really thought Powell was going to be the guy. Reggie Jackson was actually the second highest scorer in a night that he didn't shoot particularly well, 7-for-18. He did hit half of his threes, which is an improvement.
Powell had a nice percentage. He went 5-of-9 from the field, 3-of-5.
But I'm saying he needed to hoist it up more.
Yeah, he needed
more shot attempts.
Oh my gosh, for sure. You know, it was kind of interesting too, looking at the point totals quarter for quarter, because the second and third quarter we got 25 and they got 33. Third quarter, they got 33, we got 25. Exact flip-flop. And then in the first quarter, they only got 20 points and we got 26. And in the fourth quarter, we only got 20 points, but then they got 31. So if this,
went cold at the end.
I wish so badly to bring it back to where you started, which was you hate the play-in. I wish so badly this was game one of a seven-game series, because I feel like we learned a lot. And it was a pretty even matchup, and it just did not go our way at the end. And it came down to a missed layup by Reggie. And by the way, it was a missed layup surrounded by defenders going high-speed layup. It wasn't like he had an open look.
Oh, yeah. It's a shot we've seen him make in the postseason. He didn't make it tonight. He didn't have it tonight. He really didn't. I don't believe in jinxes. However, I fully jinxed us in the last episode of ClipCast when I said I would rather play the Suns round one, where without looking and without knowing, I didn't know when I said this because it wasn't announced until literally minutes after we stopped recording. But if you lose this game one of the play-in tournament, then you have game one of round one when you win Friday night at home in front of our home crowd, which we will, on Easter Sunday. And I said, what did I say? When did I say Kawhi Leonard was coming back? When did I say?
Easter Sunday.
I said Easter Sunday. Yeah. And then we did a whole Bible bit. The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. Remember you and
I?
Levi
said they're going to roll back a stone. And he's going to come out of the tunnel.
Doubting Isaiah Thomas. And that's Kawhi is going to present his claw to him.
That's right.
Put your finger here on my claw.
In my claw.
Doubting Isaiah Thomas.
Now we don't know yet who we're playing.
No, it's the Spurs or the Pelicans. Man, and I don't have the season series in front. Well, we just whooped their butts.
But aren't we three and one with them on the season?
Oh, stop. That's an anomaly. That was a wonky thing. It doesn't matter. We just beat them at Staples, at home.
At where?
And we beat the crap out of them. I was there. I did a ClipCast in the building. I was there. We beat the Pelicans and locked in the 8th seed. I think it was like 2 or 3 episodes ago. It was a great episode.
Yeah, but you weren't at Staples.
I was at Omicron.com, Crypto.com, your mom.
Illuminati.org.
And by the way, you have enough money, crypto.com, to put a sign up. There's giant things that held the STAPLES on the top of the building just sitting there. The STAPLES.
They didn't put up a new sign?
No. The giant, no. And you can see the letter holders up there. It's so embarrassing. Ugh, get us out of that building in Dome Sweet Dome. Home game Friday night. Are you going? We'll be there. We'll be clipcasting after the W.
Better believe it. Better believe it.
And then Sunday. I wonder if there's any teasers. I wonder if there's any teasers about Kawhi Leonard. I wonder if he works out with the guys before the game. Do you see Kawhi Leonard playing Friday in a must win to
keep
us alive?
Well, my understanding was that he was in 3-on-3 drills today. That was my understanding.
Yesterday, so then he's according still, to Bill Simmons.
But then he still needs to go 5-on-5, and then he can play. So when was Paul George going 3-on-3? Was it a full week before he played, or was it less than a week before he played?
Oh, no one knows the answer to that quandary.
I know.
No one knows.
I know. I think there's a pretty solid chance we see Kawhi on game one, but I also think, as I said in our last podcast, I think it would make sense for him to come back when they need him. So I could see, for example, if we won game one, him not coming, him seeing how the first game goes. Him seeing how the first game goes. Because if he's not 100%, he's not going to play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're going to see.
I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like. And
we lost the game tonight?
Well, are you sitting? We lost the game tonight. I have in front of me the season series totals between the Clippers head-to-head versus New Orleans Pelicans.
3-1.
And I have the season series head-to-head versus Clippers versus Spurs. So you just said it. You just said it earlier about the Pels.
We're 1-3.
1-3 versus them. But we whooped them the last time we played. Whooped.
Good. Great.
Just like last week, we just whooped. It was a big statement game. And I personally think the Spurs are going to beat the Pelicans, but we'll see. They're better coached. I'm here to tell you the Spurs season series, they only played us 3 times, okay? There's a handful of Western Conference teams that we only face 3 times. The Spurs have beat us in 2 out of 3 head-to-head matchups this season, including the last 2 games.
That's bold.
Played January and December.
But yeah, that's not great. November.
Well, I mean, we're going to win that game on Friday so that Kawhi can come back on Easter Sunday and we can shock the world and sweep the Suns. But in order to do all of that that I wanted, that I talked about on the last show, we had to lose tonight, sadly. And I said I didn't want to lose tonight. But I really painted a picture of Kawhi Leonard coming back on Easter Sunday. And I really painted a picture of preferring the Suns to the Grizz. Gosh, I hope I'm right, Hank, because I really will be sick to my stomach if we're not in these proper playoffs.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not going to be able to handle it if we're not in these proper playoffs. Playoffs proper. I mean, I believe I said in the last podcast, I really wanted to win game one. But if we lost, if we lost game one, and then had to play on Friday, I could look on the bright side that we would be play, you know, we would maybe have a more favorable matchup. Except to me, the Suns look sort of unstoppable. So I understand every analyst out there and every blogger and every basketball head is saying that that's the preferred matchup is the Suns. Except
no,
the Suns
I don't
have
think everyone's
so,
saying
that. A lot of people are saying it. Except
that
I feel like they have so much playoffs experience and we're so close.
Oh, stop. They only have last season's playoffs.
I know. It's more than Memphis. It's more than Memphis has.
Fair enough.
You know, they're young and fast, but they're not experienced. But then again, neither are the T-Wolves.
Minnesota.
And they won tonight.
Minnesota didn't even get no... They had that home cooking in a one-winner, one-game take-all bull crap poop box. Now I'm upset because the play-in tournament's for jerks. It's so stupid.
My daughter saw me watching the game right before bed, my 8-year-old daughter, and she said, "Ooh, Wolves, that's a cool name." And I said, "You go to bed.
You're grounded, young lady. You're grounded."
And then I gave her a hug, and I said, "I love you, babe. Let me go tuck you and give you cozy socks."
She said, "What my punishment, Dada?"
That's and you said, "Hey, you idiot. You don't know what children sound like."
You said, "I'm
you have a son.
I'm confiscating your poop box, young lady, for one whole night. You sleep in this room without your poop box." I'm really upset. I am upset.
I'm really bummed.
I'm angry.
I'm really
I'm bummed.
Man.
I'm just glad I didn't have to do Hank's opponent in the game. That's for
sure. That hurt. I don't like that.
Well, hopefully you won't have to do it again anytime soon.
Oh my gosh, I hate that. Oof.
Friday night, we're going to downtown Los Angeles. Believe to see it. Your Clippers, our Clippers. Clippers Nation will be loud and proud. The nice thing is Spurs and Pels, neither of them really have a big away presence. Obviously, Spurs bigger than Pels. The Clippers Nation is going to be a raucous affair, and I think it's going to be much like what happened in Minnesota tonight, where the crowd is the sixth man or 12th man or 15th man, if you will. So I think Clippers Nation is going to be coming loud and proud, and that building is going to be rocking. I can't wait to be there and get that W and cement our way into the proper playoffs. We've got Wednesday and Thursday to rest and prep. There is a very, very cool thing that could happen. I could be wrong, and Kawhi Leonard appears on Good Friday as opposed
to Easter imagine?
Sunday.
Could you imagine?
I mean, why not?
Why not?
If he's ready and he could go on Sunday, why not go on Friday in a winner-take-all? He would have helped tonight.
Oh, you think? Yeah, he would have helped tonight. And you know what else? I'm going to glue myself to the court.
Talk about glue, girl.
Apparently, a protester.
Yes.
I have heard possibly protesting on behalf of PETA and animal rights.
No, I know exactly. No, I actually have an inside scoop on this. This is a huge scoop. Only I know this, that she was actually protesting a very noble cause, and I'm on her side. She was protesting the play-in tournament.
You're an idiot.
She's against it.
You
and I'm with her. She's
Chris,
and also,
Chris
if you're listening, will you marry me?
Chris Akogi, you
Akogi
are an idiot.
Akogi Wild, sir. Learn the name. It well.
Apparently his first initial is J, and I don't know his name because I don't care about the Wolves, as my daughter calls him. Yeah, so she glued her hands to the court.
That's right. I was nervous she was gluing her wrists to the court. It was some sort of suicide attempt as they pull her off. I'm so sorry to get so morbid on the poop box
God,
special.
That's terrible.
I was trying to drop a joke
to get us out on this short poutcast.
But here's the thing that's not no joking matter is what she was protesting is this godforsaken play-in tournament is not for jokes. And that's serious. And there's help for you. There's a hotline if you dislike the play-in tournament that you should call. You should really reach out for help. Don't be ashamed to ask for help if you hate the play-in tournament.
It's
like
Chris Kowild's cell phone number.
That's right. 555-555-5555. Extension 55.
This podcast has been very
wild.
This podcast has been very therapeutic for me.
Oh, good.
And what's fun is that I auditioned for a role today using this home setup, and I'm recording on the same audio file. I didn't delete it. And so I'll send it to you. When I send you this to edit it all together to create this episode, you will get a file that is grumpy old troll Henry Dittman.
Oh, you auditioned for a grumpy old troll.
That's how I feel. I feel like grumpy old troll. Like. I know this troll voice, this cold is bummer.
Oof. Oh, yeah. You got one of those real bad head
I'm
trolls.
Like Kathleen Turner
going
in
around Burbank.
Romancing the Stone.
You're real throaty.
Real throaty.
Well, I obviously wanted to be a celebratory 7-seed Clipcast. And honestly, if we would have gloatcasted right now, I probably would tell you that I still hate the play-in tournament, even though the 8-seed somehow wheeled and dealed and in a one winner take all gets the 7-seed. I just don't think in that world I would have been. I still don't think I would have liked the play-in. Honestly, I just don't like the play-in tournament. I don't think I liked it.
I have an idea of how it makes sense. If you'd like to hear it,
I did. Yes, talk to me.
The way that the play-in would make sense would be if you took 9 and 10, and 9 and 10 of each conference played each other, and then somehow played in to as another seed. Or 9, 10, 11, 12. But to make 7, 8 who have earned their playoff spots have to defend their playoff spots sucks.
It totally sucks.
It sucks.
But if you were saying
like, hey, we want to expand the playoffs, so we're going to take 9, 10, 11, 12, and they're going to play each other.
No, you can't. No.
But then you're adding a whole other round.
And 12. You shouldn't be rewarding 9 and 10, let alone 11 and 12. And then in this weird hypothetical, then what? Who would they play?
I mean, that's where it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, so here's my idea, okay? One plays eight, two plays seven, three plays six, four plays five.
It would never
the way
work.
They've been
it would never
doing
work for years
for
and years.
Years.
It would never work for
and
years
it was
and years.
Just fine. It was just fine. Why did they do this? They introduced this in the bubble because that's why they justified inviting a bunch of teams that had no business being invited there. And then the Phoenix Suns came in and were undefeated in the bubble and didn't make the play-in tournament. So the whole thing stinks. Just go back to normal. One plays eight, two plays seven. This is bull crap.
What are we fighting to bring in? The San Antonio Spurs with nobody good and the New Orleans Pelicans with no Zion. That's who are opening
losing
the door.
Losing teams that literally were 10 plus under 500, like giant losers. Like losers. Ugh, I hate the play.
Losers
I hate
like
it.
Losers like us tonight. Chris Okogie Wild.
Wow.
Well, we lost. Deep. And I'm in
cut deep. We sure did.
This is Powcast, and now you understand, loyal listeners and Clippers Nation, why we never clipcasted after losses last playoffs.
Oh, sure. Vulgarities being flung about willy-nilly.
Well,
and now just a couple of guys licking their wounds as opposed to gloating and clucking around the
crowd. I like the
peacocks.
Clucking and the preening better than the pouting man. and the box pooping.
Well, our 5-game win streak is over, but I'm here to tell you that we've won 4 in a row at home, at least to my knowledge, and we're going back home.
Still alive,
where
baby.
We really have looked good. We're still alive.
Come on.
We are still in it.
Yeah.
We are still in it. The 42 and 41 Clippers are still a winning basketball team here to defend their home court where they were a winning team at home. They are the 8 seed. They are playing to defend that 8 seed against a team of losers, whether it's Pop Spurs or non-Zion CJ McCollum's Pels, who we just plucked when we played a week ago. Who would you like to face, Spurs or Pels?
No, neither. Both benches. Both benches. I'd rather face the Spurs.
I'd rather face the Suns.
And the reasons
in
I
round
would,
one.
I know. The reason
seed.
I would rather face the Spurs is because the Pelicans, other than that one dominant game, really busted our butts this season.
Okay.
They really did.
I mean, I was at that game a week ago, and they just had nothing.
You know what? I'm going to give you a classic Hank Dittman flip-flop. It's a classic. Because we so recently rubbed their noses in it, I'm going to say I hope we get the Pels.
Their beaks.
Those big, long beaks that are good for catching fish.
Yeah, I'll tell you something about the Pelican. His beak can hold more than his belly can. So just put that in your beak and smoke it, you dirty birds. I like the Clippers versus whoever shows up Friday night. I like a home W. I missed Amir Coffey tonight. I would have liked to see him percolating a little bit. I get it. We definitely miss Luke Kennard, who will probably be available on Friday. Let's find out if Kawhi Leonard shocks the world and shows up Friday night. I think he shows up Easter Sunday. Congratulations, I guess, to Tony What's-His-Nuts, Hank's opponent of the game.
Ugh, that hurt.
I'm sorry to bring this burden for landing this Clipper ship crashing into dock, but this is Okogie Wild, I believe, saying stay tuned, Clippers Nation, for Friday flipping night.
Do you want me to sound
home
the
game?
Sound the Powcast horn.
We're not tooting our. Notice there's been no toot. There's been zero toots on this show.
Oh, there was
not
one
toot. Box.
There was a toot toot early. There's a toot toot early. But
about
I'll,
what?
But I'll sound the Powcast horn. Wah.
I thought it was going to be wah, 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 wah. All right, I'm stopping recording. I hate everything. I hate everything. I feel cheated and mistreated. That is why I am singing a song. That commercial plays too much. All right, let's see. How do we press delete? Delete podcast. Delete. I'm going to delete the whole podcast. The entire podcast. Wait. Hold your horses. This just in. Apparently, Pat Bev walked past Ty Lue doing his post-game press conference and said, see y'all in the Western Conference Finals. From your mouth to God's ears, Pat Beverly. God bless you. That's why you're Hank's opponent of the game. Crypto.com Arena. Reggie Powell, George, Hank, and Chris. Please give us a great Good Friday so that Kawhi can rise on Easter Sunday. Thank you, O basketball Lord. Amen.